The Wheeler Bar Lobby is full of eager filmgoers chatting over cocktails. There's talk of who's going to take home the film industry's biggest prize, but also of who deserves it.
Just because somebody does a bad thing doesn't mean that they also can't contribute to society and do a great thing.
I mean, if it was really bad, then I probably just would hate everything about them.
There's a gray. The life is not black and white, it is gray.
Susan Rubel is Aspen Film's new executive director. She says this year's Academy screenings are giving Aspen audiences more than just the films vying for Best Actor and Best Picture awards.
We've really sort of peeked under the hood to try to find some other interesting bests that people may not normally think about on their own.
Jane Schottel is director of programming this season with Aspen Film's Academy screenings. Her intention was to give Aspen audiences a dose of films that will provoke discussion around global issues like race, poverty, addiction, and war, to name a few.
These are all really entertaining films, but they have some gritty, deep issues that sort of underlie them or that are the sidewalk on which they stand. My dream is that people leave the cinema and they talk all the way to the car about the movie.
In October, a New York Times investigation revealed sexual harassment allegations against Miramax co-founder Harvey Weinstein. Roughly 70 women have now made allegations against him, and a wave of accusations against dozens of actors, executive producers, and media personalities have followed suit. Steve Schiffman is CEO of the Cincinnati-based company Michaelman. He says the conversation around sexual harassment is both frightening and frustrating.
All these things that have been sort of suppressed for years seem to be coming to the surface now. But I'm encouraged that women are finally feeling comfortable to bring these issues to public.
Not everyone agrees. Callan von Renkel lives in Aspen and sells art for a fine art gallery downtown. She's worried about the backlash.
I think it's been very permissible in our culture in the past. Since I was born, sometimes for a man to give a woman a pat in the fanny or whatever. So now for people to lose their job over something like that, I think is inappropriate. But there are much more serious offenses than maybe they should lose their job.
Aspen Film's Academy screening series includes films where well-known actors and producers have been publicly accused in recent weeks. Susan Rubel, a film industry exec herself, says in her experience, the landscape didn't used to give women permission to speak up.
There were things that one turned a blind eye to, or that one learned, oh, right, I don't ever want to go to a meeting alone. Oh, there's the unwanted touch. Oh, there's the weird brushing up against. And they were things that I think you kind of looked at as casualties of the career. This generation of women was raised with a little bit more girl power than we were given growing up, and they just said no more, and I'm so proud of them.
Jane Schottel reveals that at a young age, she was told she needed to show skin in order to be successful in this business. She calls this behavior a power play common for executives to make and admits to feeling a little defensive when she first read the headlines regarding her industry.
Film is a business filled with extremes. The fact that we're even having this conversation, I never thought that I would see it in my lifetime, and I couldn't be happier and more thrilled and slightly regretful, and I have a lot of big basket of emotions around it, but I do not want it to stop.
The films being showcased through Academy screenings all have the potential to take home top awards. This season, Schottel believes diversity will be reflected in these decisions.
Given a lot of the things that have happened socially, politically in the last 6 months, I predict that in a lot of the award categories, you're going to see women considered and nominated more than they might have been in the past.
Which bears the question, if an artist does something bad, should it impact the way we perceive the artist's body of work? Perhaps the series of films this Academy season won't only offer an escape through cinematic storytelling, but a launch pad for communication and change. Claire Woodcock, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.